I'll now hand over to our two speakers today for their experience, strength and hope on the topic of group conscience for 10 minutes each.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Let's see, we have the timer going, so you'll time. And you said again, the warnings you'll give are?
5 and 1.
Okay, thank you very much. And what's your name?
Laurie,
welcome. Okay, there we go. So we've got our third speaker. Thank you. Yay. Service is everywhere. All right, well, okay, get it started. Look at this. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am Deborah O. I am a grateful compulsive debtor. And it's my honor and pleasure to be here with you all today and this week at this conference and to be in person. I didn't realize how much I missed the energy in the room because I've also been so grateful that we figure out how to have meetings wherever we are, whatever is happening, world catastrophe, you know, and that is what this DA program has taught me. I started to learn what's an emergency, what isn't an emergency, what is, and it's changed my life. I tear up when I hear this word to newcomers. If you're having problems with money and debt and think you may be a compulsive debtor, you have come to the right place. And then it gives the suggestions. It's just, you're welcome. It's not, you may come and say, no, something else might help me or not, but come and listen. Look, identify, and that is what I did. And the topic today, when there was a list of topics that were presented and speakers, and Abby, thank you also for leading this. So I forgot to thank for again two people. We got a meeting, but then more come in. I chose group conscience because. In DA, you've all taught me, we practice business together, you know, our business of running our meetings, and so the idea of a group conscience speaks to me as a higher power. It has helped me in the workplace, it's helped me family, for myself, for just the idea, it just speaks to me, and when I get chills and I feel something in my gut, I go with it, and that's higher power. That's, that's God to me is good orderly direction. It's the program, the steps, all of our tools slow me down so I can hear that intuition and that guidance. And so group conscience, how I practice my 6th and 7th step of hitting bottom with my character defects and being ready. That is the way I to hit a bottom is, if it doesn't kill me, it's going to change me and I'm going to go up. Thank you, God. And with a character defect, my character defect of control, and again, in the workplace, in the meeting, at a conference, there's something that hearing about a collective, and so that when we come together, I just, again, what works for me, like I said, if I feel it, I go with it. Something here, that there is a collective, that there's, what I've learned from my sponsor and my steps is that, when we come here, there's a higher consciousness, I believe, and it's not me. So that way, I can be one amongst, and that is what you've taught me. This fellowship is to suit up and show up, to slow it down, we talk about clarity in here and how that just is life-changing. And so just to get into, the idea of group conscience, that I can turn my will over to me thinking, because my first thought, and we come with what we come with, and given my own childhood and past and every other experience that brought me to sitting in this chair now, so my first impulse and thought has been, I need to fix it. What can I do? I'm an organizer. I can, and I can take it on and I feel safe. And here, we learn... I'm also blown away by the rooms of Debtors Anonymous, Business Debtors Anonymous, or if you're under IRT, whatever it is, sitting in PRGs, and we all have so many talents and education and so much to give, and all of that is so to trust that I'm one amongst, and this gets me in the middle to not be so, you know, spread out on the floor as I was, and not be so, you know, defensive and angry and controlling, and it like just brings me into the middle of a safety and a balance. And then I sit in business meetings and practice and notice what is coming up, and especially through Debtors Anonymous. I'm in other programs. I am in recovery for, you know, for, thank you. So I have five minutes left. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's, that's abundant.
You're halfway.
And so, yes, I, you know, substances and recovery, you know, for eating disorder, and it's first things first. And so then when I got here, I was told it's about the money and it's not about the money. And the fact that I just would sob in my early PRGs told me there's deeper underneath. And this is how it manifests, that I, it's, you know, that when you describe that addiction to chaos and excitement. And so bringing it to the topic of group conscience, so it's a practice, sitting in business meetings and watching. And I believe it's a phenomenon of, oh, we, each one of us who walks in here, if I pay attention to what is coming up for me, and knowing that whatever comes up for someone else, and when I say come up, you know, feelings, thoughts, anger, want to run, oh, what do we have to do this? I'm impatient. It's like we all want to share, or whatever is coming up, and things come up. They have for me, they've had for others. I've seen it heated, and I've seen it and experienced it. Oh, it's so good when it's just like, okay, we can, you know, we can come to an agreement, and all of that. Today, sitting here, is my spiritual work. It is, you know, because it's, and that carries to all my affairs, to be a worker amongst workers, to be, but when it's time to be a leader and time to be the boss and be in charge. And, you know, and what am I, and it's that balance. And I learned that with group conscience. I learned that I put my trust into it. And so to speak here on, you know, again, when I came in and, you know, was new, I've been trained through all my programs, but coming here, just get involved, go make the coffee, go set up the chairs, and then build on that. And all of a sudden I'm, you know, you're leading, running the treasure, the literature table, and dogma that, and then secretary, and then it grows, and it's like, come be on the intergroup. And then I finally just then was ready to be a GSR with my meeting. And that too is just incredible. And when I say the spiritual work, it's what I'm, where I trust higher power. You know, it's a God of my understanding, what I just shared, good orderly direction, you know, my intuition, my God. And if I call this the program of living as an adult and enjoying that, like the richness of that. And then I have, you know, all these little parts inside of me, all the ages up to what I'm now, that want to act out and do everything. So in a business meeting with a back to group conscience, it's, you know, when my will is, it's got to happen. And something has happened to me over the years where when it's done and we are having our business meetings, and I just give over to, okay, the secretary is the one who's the secretary. Somewhere someone voted that to happen, and so she's the one right now who's leading the charge. So let me listen. Let me be one amongst. And then when I'm in that seat, which this week at the conference, I am grateful. And if you asked me even a week ago if I was going to take this commitment, I would have said, I don't think so. I don't think I'm ready for that. I am the grateful new chair for Literature Committee. And if you... The thing that has led to here is, so, you know, again, especially these early meetings of wrangling everyone and seeing myself in the people that are new, that are like, well, how does all this work? And it's like, I experienced that. And it's the same as, thank you, 1 minute. Yeah. You know, with a newcomer, it's the only way. We only know because I've been through the experience, and then I have that experience, strength, and hope. So here with the group conscience, so I'm standing there, and sometimes I would stand up just to... Okay, breathe, and I'd look to people, and okay, we're all okay. Okay, let's get back on topic, and I'd have to, like, what are our goals here, and what, and all of this to say is, like, I can trust that if I'm the spiritual, you know, the person who just for today is up here to guide us with the format, we can do it together, and when we come together, there's a group conscience, and then when we leave this room, they'll be somewhere else, and that really, that has helped me, with, like, as I said, with work, that I mean, if you hear me say to my sponsor, you know, every day, okay, all right, work has its own higher power, or, you know, that family has its own higher power, or that person has its own higher power, or it helps me to let go and let my higher power guide me to where I need to be. So my time is just about up, but my gratitude is so deep, because also to be here, it's the little, you know, the big meetings and the other conversations, it's like just little, we call it God shot, call it, you know, thank you, HP shots, you know, that I just get this information I know I'm supposed to be, and I just trust coming together, where two or more are gathered, there's something bigger, and that mm-hmm. guides my life. So it's not just me in charge. I'm one amongst, and so very grateful. And I'll end with, I said to our committee today when I sent off an email, I said, thank you for, you know, allowing me to be in this spiritual graduate school, and more will be revealed, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Deborah. Mary Ellen, you
want
to go ahead?
Hi, my name's Mary Ellen. I'm super grateful to be here. I love DA with all my heart.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, you guys.
And I love DA with all my heart because in it, starting at the age of 42, I learned about the possibility of human beings acting the best that human beings can act. I feel that the traditions of AA, I am not sure about this, but I know one tradition that I read in the long form was about, you know, all the, they're about mistakes being mm-hmm. fixed. So our younger fellowship runs beautifully and the most helpfully for the most possible people in that moment because of the traditions. And I don't want to go off on a whole big tradition tangent, but that's why I love DA, is because it's so healthy. And when it's healthy, it promotes love. Because people aren't, like, at each other. They're thinking, well, how can I get help for myself? And how can I help other people? You just automatically learn to help other people as soon as you come in because you want help. Somehow it just works that way. You come in and you're like, I'm desperate, and then, you know, you turn to the person that came in 1 minute after you, and you start helping them. So that's why I love DA, and I have 17 seconds on my clock to say what things were like before, what happened, and what they're like now. But I think that really fits straight in with group conscience, so I'll go there. One way I've changed in DA is that I'm not as afraid of confrontation as I used to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm pretty afraid of confrontation. I hate it. But I don't hate it as much as I used to. And these are going to just be like little random thoughts, I think. The other thing I love about group conscience is that in it, through it, I've learned that when I have an opinion that feels extremely important, and then we vote, and then I'm, you know, and it didn't pass. I remember the first meeting I was in where I was in the room and in the city when it didn't pass, whatever side I was on, and I was like, oh, that's a good idea too, you know? So I learned that the small stuff doesn't matter as much. How important is it, you know, in the meeting? Are we going to open the windows because it's really hot in here, even though the center that we're renting this room from says we must not open the windows? I'm talking about a pastime in New York. So I can see the other side, and that's really helpful in my work as a human who's trying to be as compassionate as possible to all beings and things, is I can see the other side better. And I have a lot of work to go on that. As a person from the U.S. and also from the world, because I don't think we've seen yet a perfect government, but as I'm from the USA, it's lovely to see democracy in action all the time in my programs, and see how it can work. I feel sad if it's 13 for the motion and 5 against. I feel sad about the people that didn't get what they want, because group conscience is our higher power's will or guidance as expressed by that vote. And I feel very sad about those who lost the vote because they didn't get what they want. And it won't maybe feel like higher power's guidance to them. But then, that brings me back to, oh right, they have their own higher power. And it's not the end of the world if people feel feelings of disappointment. Let me think for a sec. Part of the reason that DA still exists is the traditions. And the other reason DA still exists is the democratic process of group conscience. Because if our leaders weren't just trusted servants, you know, we're just trusted servants, and I seem to see a room full of board members and special workers before me. So these people are not smarter than us. You know, when I went to my first meeting, I thought that the people up at the front were smarter than the other people in some way, better than the other people. Because how did they get up there? But now I know that we're all just workers among workers. And I always picture like people standing shoulder to shoulder in that. We're all just workers among workers, and there's rotation of service. And mistakes, as we know from the traditions, can lead to fantastic things. Those traditions are from mistakes, right? Michaeline says so.
Oh, no!
That's what I thought. You know, they had enough money to have a whole building for just AA meetings, and they were like, we'll have the ping pong table here, and the cafe there, and the sleeping couch there, and the toilets over there. And then someone said, no, you won't, it should be like this. And then they started fighting each other, and then tradition 5
Yeah. I never get them in order. I can say them all, but I never can
figure out. Tradition whatever was the one where like we have but one primary purpose. It's not to go to the death about where the ping pong table is. And it's to stop drinking.
Put money, property, and prestige diverse for my primary purpose.
Okay, that's probably it. Is that what, seven? Oh, seven. Six.
Six.
Five. Okay, good.
It's a tradition.
It's written down. So I don't have to worry about it. So, and, you know, the traditions were also not just made from terrible mistakes, which caused damage and fewer people getting sober that week or whatever. The traditions are also, they were all voted on by group conscience. So I love group conscience, and I love being able to have a teeny tiny bit of humility once in a while about thinking that my opinion is not that important. We were supposed to say our days of solvency.
Oh.
And I don't want this recorded. I have 88 days of solvency.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I had a lot, but it doesn't count. It doesn't count. I think we were supposed to say, but silly that I said it when I'm so embarrassed about it. But, and I want to come back to DA for the rest of my life. The period of time that I thought, oh, these fucked up people who are losers, have some good things going on, and I'll get that, just like I bought a self-help book last week. I'll get that and get out and go home and not work with it. Because that's a special talent I have, not doing homework. And then I got over that. And I'm so over it that it's like I can't think of anything better to do 3 times a week, 4 times a week, 2 times a week, and from August 2nd to 5th, 6th, whatever. I can't think of anything better to do than going to my program, DA, Debtors Anonymous. Oh, and I also want to say, hi, my name's Mary Ellen. I'm a grateful debtor. And for the first 19 years, I said, I'm a beautiful child of God, which is true, and it's a great way to introduce yourself. And I said, I'm gratefully recovering in this program, learning more and more every day about spirituality, abundance, and clarity, which is also a great way to introduce myself. And now I'm kind of working on step one, in a way, mm-hmm. by saying, I'm a compulsive debtor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had 1 minute already.
No, 1 minute.
I have. You lose. Okay, so I just love DA with all my heart, and I love all of you. The only person whose face I've never seen before this moment is, what's your name again?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm Phil.
Phil's wife.
That's my wife.
That's right. The only person I've never seen before is Phil's wife, and I found out she loves dancing.
Usually, I'm her husband. She's been to like 4 conferences before me, DA, so.
Oh, okay.
Switch this turn.
Okay. So I love you all, too, which is something that's a delight and comes with the program. So anyway, thanks.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.
Lorraine?
Great. I'm Lorraine. I'm a debtor.
Hi, Lorraine.
I was asked to fill in somebody wasn't able to attend. And as I was sitting here, I was thinking, don't want to do it. But you know what? I'm going to just go with the flow. What came to me is that once I was on a Zoom meeting in the early days and we were bombed. And these young guys were showing porn and playing this rock music. And I did disassociate because I couldn't understand what had gone on. But what was interesting is, as I was on it, somebody said, right, shall we vote to take them off? And the Zoom bombers wrote in the chat, aha, these people are voting whether to lock us out. They were laughing at us. And that really struck me. Is there a time when democracy isn't appropriate? I didn't go on a meeting to see porn, and I didn't go on a meeting to hear rock music, and I didn't go on a meeting to really be assaulted, because that's how it felt. Mm-hmm. These people coming into what has always been a very safe space. So I just came off, because the people wanted to vote and leave them to it. So I went on another meeting, and I made a point for the agenda where I wanted to discuss us putting in place boundaries should this happen again. Mm-hmm. And when I put the motion that should a Zoom, we have somebody that controls the Zoom, so should a bombers come on, we lock down. Somebody wanted to vote on it because she wanted democracy. She wanted us to vote on whether or not, she didn't want one person to have that power. And I understand and get it. But we were able to use democracy. We voted on whether or not we were going to do it, and we did agree to do it. And she had to lose. She didn't lose. You know, it's just, it was a group conscience. So that made me see that there's still space for it to, and still protect us, and even if it means putting in a communist regime for that particular moment. At the time, if somebody's going to put on porn and rock music, I need somebody to make a decision. Because I really was stunned at my reaction, my disassociation, because I really didn't get what was happening the first time I ever experienced it. And that made me think, yes, in program, 12-step is not Burger King. You can't have it your way all the time. You can't. End of story. Sometimes you're going to have to do what is best for the group. And that's the whole of 12-step for me. That is group conscience for me. I went back and thought about what, when there's a meeting, I used to jump off. I didn't like business meetings because I don't like confrontation and that. So I had to look at what was going on behind it as well. And basically, I grew up in an environment where you just had no say in anything. Even if it was safe for you or unsafe for you, you had no say. You had to go with whatever was happening. So I grew up not voicing my opinion, not asking for help, hiding, disassociating if I felt scared, and not thinking I had anything to say anyway. So when I went into the meetings and they started talking about, shall we do this or shall we do that? And of course people are going to get heated. I didn't know that it was triggering some old stuff in me. And not knowing that made me more afraid. And for my defence, I would always chicken out, I called it, which is leave the meeting. I don't want to be in any group meetings. So I've done it isn't even that I did a lot of work on group conscience. Just coming to program and saying to myself sometimes, just stay. You don't have to speak at the meeting. Just stay and hold on. You know, even if it means literally holding on to my chair when people are arguing and... even if people are not arguing, even if people raise their voice a little, I'd get jumpy. So it was more about me than the meeting. So I was learning how to do, really to do life. Because if anything's going to get done, there's got to be some sort of discussion. There's got to be, you know, we're not going to all, there's no way all of us here have exactly the same feelings about anything other than, I would think, wanting to get out of debt. You know, in this particular room today, and we can go to another meeting and have a different agenda. So I started to think of group conscience as the highest, the best thing for us on a particular subject. The answer for it will come as we sit together. I think even a meeting is a group conscience, because we've decided there as a group we're going to meet together to help each other come get out of debt and get more connected to higher power. And then from the umbrella there, it goes up to, we're going to do something specific. Are we going to have black pens or blue pens? And it goes up to there for even a higher level. And thank you, acknowledge, world service. And step 12 says that we will practice these principles in all our affairs. And this is what I've noticed, the benefit of accepting that there's conflict in the world. There's going to be arguments, discussions, winners and losers, and yet we can still... What's the phrase Rodney King used? Can't we all get on? We can still all get on. We can leave this room and still all get on, because we know the key, the knob, which is God consciousness, has come through for that particular thing, for this meeting, for this time, we're going to have black pens. That's the end of it. It doesn't mean that you're less than me because we're using black pens. It doesn't mean that you're better than me because we're using black pens. And it just made life easier on bigger and bigger things. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
And out in the world, I can get upset today. I use my card, and I was buying a coffee and when I first came here, and they put the charge on my room. That's what you're doing. When I went back, she wouldn't. I thought, what's she doing? Right, now I'm on my high horse now. And I was able to say, listen to what they said, and she mentioned that she'd been told not to do it. Okay, and she told me where she got the information, so I went to that source. And they verified it, and I was able to let it go. If they hadn't, I could, if I wanted to, take it further, or I could let it go. But instead of me punching her in the face, I was able to act like an adult. And that is from learning that this is how life goes. This is how we discuss life. And isn't it wonderful that we can, as a people, and I feel like the world is impinging on me in a way that it never has in all my years. And still, I can go out, I can talk to people that think different things to me, different opinions of what's gone on over the last 2 years, and still have a conversation and give them a hug and walk away. Isn't that better? For me, that's better for the world, but it's certainly better for me. Okay, there's studies that have said people that hold resentments can get ill, very, very ill, and I don't want that. And I don't want that for the group to get ill because people are holding resentments and they start packs and it becomes Lord of the Flies. I don't want that, you know. And this is what I found majority of the time, that when we sit and we say, let's sit together to get that nub from our higher power, we get the answer. And it might not suit Loreen today, but it suits the group, and that's what Loreen's here for. I'm part of the group. I'm not the whole group. So group learning, group conscience might have been actually even better than learning to pay my bills on time. The greatest things I've learned. It's step 12 all the way. I got step 12 once I learned group conscience. Practice these principles in all my affairs. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Wow.